Well, Nicola, 34, nailed it.
Oh, just delighted with him. You know, he is such a talented horse, but sometimes he can be a little bit cheeky, but just these last 6 weeks, he's just got better and stronger, and we've just been working so well together, and I'm just so delighted that it showed in the ring there, and he was just lovely to ride, and I'm so, so proud of him.
He is a horse that's used to this arena, which probably helps, doesn't it?
Yes, he did come here last year, and he went very well, so it would be lovely if we could, here equally as well.
The cross country again. Presumably you're thinking you take it all in his stride.
Never ever think that. You know, you start worrying at the first fence and don't stop worrying until you're over between those finish flags. There's an awful lot to jump there. I think Ian Stark's been incredibly, clever with his layout of the course and use of the hills. And my word, it's certainly going to be a true test of cross country on Saturday.
And for you as a team, the way the team started, how pleased are the way Kitty kicked off first up, which has normally been your role?
Absolutely. Kitty was amazing this morning. She did a super, super job, and it was so exciting for us all to be there to watch. And she kicked the team performance off really, really well, and it's just such an honour to be that part of the British team again.
And no bruises after last week's little brush with the fence at Burley?
I think we leave that in last week. What happened then stays then, but both myself and Annie are fit and well and come out of it relatively unscathed, which was fantastic.